You're listening to the NTD Audiocast and my name is Ashok Mulu. Until recently, little was known of Chagas disease outside Latin America, where according to current estimates, around 10 million people are affected, approximately 2 million of them in Brazil alone. More than 10,000 die each year out of severe Chagas disease manifestations, ranging from heart disease to a combination of heart and digestive problems. Chagas disease, also known as American trypanosomiasis, was once almost entirely confined to Latin America. The bugs that transmit the parasite live in palm trees, wooden and mud brick cracks and crevices of poorly constructed human dwellings where they hide during the day and come out at night to feed. Essentially, the disease largely affects the poor in Latin America. In recent years, due to population mobility, the disease has spread to other countries, including the United States, Canada, to some countries in Europe and to faraway places such as Japan and Australia. What causes Chagas disease? Dr. Pedro Albajar Vinas is technical officer with the Department of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva.
Chagas disease is caused by a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi that mainly targets organs, mainly the heart, and additionally can also affect digestive tract and autonomous nervous system. Actually, the majority of the infected people don't show symptoms of the disease, but up to 30% will present heart alterations and up to 10% digestive or even neurological manifestations.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the discovery of Chagas disease. It was in April 1909 that Carlos Chagas identified the pathogen and described how the parasite that causes the disease is carried in the gut of a bug known in the Americas as the kissing bug. At first, Carlos Chagas mistakenly thought that the pathogen was transmitted by the bite of the bug. It was later found that transmission of the disease occurs through the bug's feces as it defecates on a person's skin while it bites, in most of the cases, on the face of sleeping victims while feeding on their blood.
A person becomes infected typically when he rubs the spot on the skin where the bite has taken place or any other skin breaks or cuts. Also, coming in contact with cutaneous membranes such as eyes or mouth. Additionally, infection occurs through contaminated blood transfusion, consuming contaminated food or drinks, congenital transmission, meaning a pregnant woman that can pass on the infection to the unborn child, and even through organ transplant.
Carlos Chagas's achievement has been hailed as unique, as he's considered the only researcher to have described a new disease in all its aspects. The Pan American Health Organization, WHO's regional office in the Americas, has been working with individual Latin American countries on sub-regional initiatives to prevent, control, and treat the disease. WHO also globalized its activities in 2007 with the launch of a global network for Chagas disease elimination, which has focused on several key aspects of the disease. Professor João Carlos Pinto Gias is consultant with PAHO as well as researcher with the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation in Brazil.
At the end of the 80s, we had another improvement by the political side and the administrative side. The cooperation between WHO, PAHO, and several countries sharing efforts to control together the disease, chiefly in the southern cone here in America Latina, secondly in the Andean cone countries, Latin America, Mexico, and Amazon region. The control of the disease is possible. It's a tangible goal. Controlling the insect, controlling bugs, and with medical care to the infected people. Considering vector control, the main target is to improve with coverage, adequate coverage, and chiefly with sustainability of the actions by the administrative, by the technical, and by the political side.
Despite all the efforts, Chagas disease continued to spread well into the second half of the 20th century.
The challenges for the new millennium, first of all, will be the sustainability of the actions improved. We need to maintain epidemiological surveillance in all the endemic countries, and also in the non-endemic countries, but because of migration. We must maintain the control of blood banks at least for 20 years more in all the world, considering the possibility of transmission, blood transmission of the Trypanosoma cruzi. We need to disseminate the information about medical care in all the endemic area in order to the primary health care system can be able to treat and to deliver the Chagas, the infected patients. We have another challenge, very important, is the emergence of the new patterns of Chagas transmission, chiefly considering the transmission by oral route in the case of food contaminated by Trypanosoma cruzi in several different situations, resulting, for instance, here in South America, at least 100 new cases a year by this route of contamination. The criteria we have now is very, very poor. We need more efficient markers of cure and evolution in Chagas disease. We have two challenges more. One of them is how to maintain Chagas disease in the agenda of scientific community and governments involved with this disease. This is a problem because the disease is losing this visibility and interest, including scientific interest. We must maintain Chagas disease in the agenda of the researchers and the sanitarian authorities.